Hey, it's Eric G. Around the House is sponsored by Baldwin Hardware. For 75 years, Baldwin Hardware has been known for its first-class quality and craftsmanship in door and cabinetry hardware. As an alumnus of the Baldwin Hardware Design Council, I can say I have seen the details and quality from design to the finished product. If you're looking for a new style and old-world craftsmanship, I can tell you there is only one Baldwin Hardware. Check out what would look great in your home at baldwinhardware.com.
Everybody stop what you're doing, please!
When it comes to remodeling and renovating your home, there is no better show on your radio. This is Around the House with Eric G.
Where's the hammer?
From your back fence to the sidewalk, Eric will tell you how to keep it all in tip-top shape while helping you save a buck while doing it. If you like DIY projects, it takes a lot of practice to get good at it, and Eric is here to guide the way.
Is it on the... Go up on the other floor. Somebody go up there and stop the hammering.
All that and more on the fastest 2 hours of home improvement radio.
These are the wrong plans. These are the old plans.
Oh. Welcome to...
Stop it! Stop
Around the House with Eric G.
Welcome to Around the House with Eric G. This is where we talk home improvement every single week. Thanks for joining us. Wow, it is March 31st. Moving right into spring here in my local area where I'm at, outside of Portland. They're going to have our first 70-degree day, so I'm kind of looking forward to that. We've been really cold here, but it's really springtime. We are jumping into spring. Tomorrow is the Around the House birthday where we turn 33 years old as far as the radio show, and I love that, so it's always a great time of year. Well, I wanted to talk today a little bit about springtime and getting those rodents under control. Pests, all that stuff. And here's what happens, you know. We're coming out of spring. Things are starting to liven up a little bit. If you're out, you know, in the northern states, you know, the snow's coming off the ground. Maybe it's melted. You're still seeing maybe some, you know, snow burn of the grass, but it's starting to come around. Here we've got the flowering cherries out, so it's really bright and colorful and things are starting to turn around, but it's also when those bugs are going to start working around. And I want you to really pay attention to what's going around your house, because if you get on it now, it's sure going to help you in the summertime and going into fall when things get crazy again. Great example. It's a great time to kind of work around on a cold morning and take a look to make sure you don't have any wasp, hornets, yellow jackets around your house. Make sure, go around and do a quick little walk around. Take a look up in the eaves. Make sure that you don't have anything lasting around from last fall. If you can get on these things now, knock them down, you know, spray them, do what you got to do. Get those things away from your home because they're just going to grow this year. So why not get after those things? And of course, follow all the safety precautions to make sure you don't get stung. That's why I like doing it kind of early morning when it's cold out. You know, if it's in the 30s out there, those things are not flying around going after you in most cases. So you want to make sure that you get them when they're slow like that. It's a good time to do it. Now, if you've got bees, don't go after the bees, people. Call your local, you know, call a beekeeper around in your area. There's people out there that'll come get that hive for you if you have a bee in a shed or something like that that you're trying to make, you know, a beehive in a shed, trying to make sure. You want to have a professional come in and have them move it. We need those bees out there. And we don't have an excess of bees, so make sure that you're doing that correctly. And be a little safe with that, too. You know, the last thing I want to do is see somebody get hurt doing this stuff. But really, what I want you to start looking for is signs of wet wood, carpenter ants, and termites. These are things that I really want you to, depending on where you're at in the country, I want you to look to see what's tearing your house up. I mean, my house, if you've been watching some of my More Good Day Oregon segments, I had plenty of previous, and I mean previous, carpenter ant damage around my house. I had some in my kitchen ceiling, a little bit there, easily repaired. I had some on the front of my house in behind a piece of trim. What happens with carpenter ants is carpenter ants generally, they're not like termites. They're not going in and consuming the wood. They're just trying to make a home. But when they do it, they tear stuff up to do it. So what they're trying to do is come up with a really cool place to live. So you want to make sure that you've got those taken care of. And to be honest, with carpenter ants, that's when I bring in a pest control expert. There are great ways to take care of those, but to be honest, I would much rather see you bring in a professional for carpenter ants, because the stuff that you get off the shelf is not awesome. And there are so many other things. You know, you used to go in, I mean, 15 years ago, had a house that had some issues like that, and they drilled into the house, and they put in injections into it and injected stuff in there to kill them. It's so much better now. You don't have to put all those insecticides all over your house to do it. So find the right expert to deal with carpenter ants, and that's going to keep your house a little bit safer, and that makes me happy because we don't want to be injecting a bunch of stuff into our house. And the last thing I want to see people do is going out there with, the home improvement store, big gallon jug, and just nuking everything. There's good bugs and bad bugs, you know. The spiders, although they're a pain and a lot of people don't like them, they're also keeping some of these bugs down. So they all have their little place out there. I don't like carpenter ants. I don't like rats, mice, those kind of things. Stay on top of those. You know, and one of the things with that is springtime comes out, people, I'm going to put up a bird feeder. I tell you what, if you're living in a neighborhood and you have, you know, that that person that has 12 bird feeders and it's spilling stuff all over the ground, great chance you're going to see tons of mice and rats around there. And you know something, in our cities that have a larger homelessness problem, like in Portland here, the rats are out of control. So if you're living in a metropolitan area, you might have a much bigger problem out there. So make sure you stay on top of that. I mean, I've seen some of those wharf rats out there that look like small dogs. I know people that have dogs smaller than what those rats are. That tells you how big these things are. So you want to make sure that you're, depending on where you're at, how you're taking care of those. And when in doubt with all rodent problems like that, once you get to a certain point where you go, that's not going to work very well, I want to make sure that you get to that point where it's out of control and you're not getting them, take care of it. Call someone to come do it. You know, my house here, I'm going to probably bring in, once I'm done with some of my other projects around here, I'm going to bring in our local guys, Bloom Pest Control, and I'm going to get on a pest control plan with them. That way, I don't have to manage it. Can you do it DIY? Yeah. Do the pros have better products? Absolutely. So I'm okay with that. And then really spend some time around your house just making sure that you don't have anything touching the outside. Go around and make sure that those bushes, trees are not touching the house. Those are easy highways for pests to get in, and make sure you've got that. And then make sure around the base of the house as well, around your foundation, that you've got, I want to see 6 inches at least of space between your landscaping and the bottom of the siding. If not, time to do a little bit of landscaping around there. But more importantly, make sure that everything slopes away from the house in every single situation. I want to see everything going away so you can keep that moisture out of there. And then really get on a good plan this year to make sure that you check that crawl space or basement. And if you have a slab on grade, not that big a deal. But if you've got those, make sure that you take the time and go through that and take a peek. Now, if you don't like getting in that crawl space, or you don't have the ability to get in that crawl space because you just aren't able to, that's when you bring in a pro. You know, you can get a hold of some of these concrete, some of these crawl space contractors and make sure that you've got that taken care of down there. Have them come in every 6 months and do a quick inspection. It's not going to cost you that much money. Some companies even do it for free. Have them do that inspection. Make sure you're looking good. The reason why I use my guys here, Bloom Pest Control, is because, quite frankly, they're a crawl space company. And so I can have them go down, crawl through my crawl space, take a look, and if they see something, they can take care of it. That way, I'm killing two birds with one stone, and I'm okay with that. Because if they see rodent damage or anything like that, or pest damage, I know they're going to take care of it, and I don't have to go crawling through my crawl space. Sometimes that stuff, better left to other people. I've crawled through hundreds of crawl spaces, And with my knees, if I can have somebody else do it, I'm kind of okay with that. Well, here's the thing. So think about your home as just being your investment, as we always talk about here on the show. And if you can do that and stay on top of these things, I think you're going to be better off. And you're going to have a much more enjoyable summer. It's kind of like with lawn care right now. If you're out there getting ready to start fertilizing because the spring's turning around, the more you do right now to get that lawn dialed in and looking good, the easier it's going to be to care for it all the way through the summertime. So that little bit of preparedness now is going to get you way ahead of the game. Well, coming up this weekend on Around the House, we've got some fun stuff. We're going to be talking exterior doors with Simpson Door Company. And then we're going to talk about a couple different subjects, 8 everyday things that are dirtier than your toilet. And then we're going to talk a little bit about the housing economy right now and what's going on. Is your insurance covering what you have at your house? Have you talked to your insurance company and went, hey, if I have a fire, I noticed the housing went up 20% in my neighborhood over the last couple of years. Does my insurance company know that? If I have a catastrophe at my house, can I even build it back for what it's insured for? These are great questions we're going to dive into this weekend on Around the House with Eric G. I want to make sure you don't miss that one, because we're going to have a lot of fun doing it. All right, everybody, have a great rest of the week. Happy Wednesday. Be careful, April Fool's tomorrow. We won't be playing any games with you, but other people might. Have a great rest of the week, and thanks for listening to Around the House.
Around the House with Eric G. is produced by Designed by Eric G. in association with Salem Media and distributed nationally by the Sun Broadcast Group. All rights reserved. Copyright Designed by Eric G. We will be back next week. If you missed part of the show, check out the podcast of all of our shows at AroundTheHouseOnline.com. Remember, measure with a micrometer, mark with caulk, and cut with an axe. Thanks for listening to Around the House.
Hey, it's Eric G. from Around the House. Are you planning a decking or siding project this year? If you are, you've got to check out my friends at Millboard. Millboard is a completely different kind of composite decking and cladding that enhances outdoor spaces with enduring distinction. Hand-molded from the finest oak, it realistically mimics the natural grain and color of premium hardwood. If you're looking for something that doesn't look like plastic and instead real wood, check out Millboard.com. Make sure and check out that interview we did just a few weeks back. That's Millboard.com.